At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
There it is, Kendra.
This is the Tobin Bridge.
No, good morning. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. How
I'm
you doing?
A little bit. I'm in a little bit of a, I don't know what I would call it. I'm a little bit of a snit because I drive the Tobin Bridge every day. You do too. But it just occurred to me today as I was driving over and I'm like, why do I do this? I feel like every single time I drive over it, I'm risking my life, especially when you're going into the city. There are three lanes. They're very narrow. They shift. There's barrels on either side. At one point, the three lanes become two lanes and then the two lanes become three again, but one of them is a bus lane only. So yeah. People who don't know, it's just a mess.
Yeah, it's weird. All of Boston's infrastructure makes no sense.
I know.
Always drives me crazy. You go to places like New York, they never have this problem. They never have issues with merging and yielding because everything's on a grid. Everything is organized.
Yeah.
There's no organization in Boston and everything is 150,000
years old. Yeah. But the Tobin really drives me crazy. And then the double, you know, because it's two decks.
The double layer never made sense to me. Why risk that?
I don't know. I just feel like I know it would be a huge inconvenience, but it needs to come down. We need to build a brand new bridge. They keep band-aiding it. And then on your way out of the city,
it's worse. Going out is way worse.
With all the potholes.
Yeah.
They're all filled, but they're filled all haphazardly and they're not even.
Yeah.
So you go over that and the people who know try to switch lanes.
Right.
So now you've got everyone trying to avoid the potholes. But then if you go over the potholes, which I generally do, your whole car, it's like your wheels are going to fall off. Everything's shaking. So I'm sure I need an alignment. I'm like, I'm so tired of it. I don't want to do it anymore. So.
Well, you mentioned something that really makes me laugh. When so many people know where the potholes are that they purposefully swerve beforehand and you see everybody going in this motion of like an S shape to go in and out and around. If that many people know that they're there and that they've been there that long, they've been there too long.
Right.
It's obviously a problem.
Yeah.
But the Tobin Bridge, it can't
be safe. And I'm no engineer. I don't know how to fix this problem. All I know is that as a commuter who has to use this bridge every day, I do not feel safe. I am going on a Tobin boycott. And I want to know if anybody wants to come along with me. And by the way, it's going to take me longer to get to work, which is not good when you wake up at the time I wake up because I don't want to wake up any earlier.
Yeah, every minute counts
but
for us.
I think I'm going to go, for those of you who live on the North Shore and have to drive over the Tobin every day, like, what do you do? Do you just grin and bear it? Do you go some other way? I want to know because I'm going to now research today, starting tomorrow. I'm going to report back and I'm going to tell you how long it took me to get in this alternate way.
Oh, no.
And if it was like more relaxing. Like I feel like I'm anxious by the time I get to work because I've had to navigate that stupid bridge.
What's going to happen is you're going to go a different way. You're going to go 95 to 93.
In the last one day?
It'll last one day. You'll never get here. It'll be 6:30 and I'll be like, where is Sue?
I know. Well, I want people to call. And it might not even be the Tobin. If there's some sort of bridge road that you will avoid at all costs, tell us what it is. Or do you drive a different way to avoid the Tobin? Like, I want to know, because is that a smart thing to do? I don't know. I just know that I don't want to do it anymore.
I think a lot of people have a thing about driving over bridges in general.
Yeah.
But when you put in the Tobin, how high it is.
Yeah.
And that rickety double-decker. It honestly reminds me of like the old roller coasters that the wheels are not quite holding on to the track. And I'm like, I think I'm going to stay on the ground.
It could go sideways at any point. But anyway, if you, like me, have Tobin rage, or if you drive a different way to avoid some road or whatever, call us. Please, please talk me off the ledge. I really need it this morning. 617.
Please. I'm begging you.
617-655-1067. Kendra and I are here. We'd love to talk to you. It's Morning Magic.